Blog Talk Radio.
For the next hour live, if you want to be a part of tonight's show, you can do so by giving us a call at 347-324-3099.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. What?
Okay, there's my guy. Good evening, everybody. This is Blog Talk Radio. Anyone that has interconnectivity can listen to Blog Talk Radio, and this show, having said that, it is a live call-in show. We're on the air from 8:30 until 9:30, and you're invited to call and be a part of tonight's show. The way that you do that is to call 347-324-3099. Lots of things to talk about tonight, but hopefully you're going to call in and be a part of the show because it makes it so much more interesting than listening to myself. Okay, live radio, blog talk radio on the internet. So conceivably, anyone with internet connection and an internet connection can listen to the show and also call in and be a part of tonight's show. Blog talk radio, the latest phenomenon in social media.
De mañana es una historia de amor.
Okay, so I'm feeling very sentimental this week as I started teaching again. This time I'm teaching at Seton Hall University, which is my alma mater, and I have tears in my eyes all week long, only because it's been so long since I've been there, and now I'm back, and it just goes to show you that you can actually go home again, I suppose, if you want to. And I did want to because it was a great place to go to college and a great program. And students are great, and life is great, and I'm really having a good time. But it was so emotional this week going there, just walking in the doors of, well, we used to call it Humanities Building, but now it's got a whole new name. The entire campus looks completely different. For those of you who attended the hall when I was there, if you have a chance, you really should go back and check it out. It's just amazing how big it's become, and the programs are even stronger than when I was there. So a lot of great great memories coming back to me, and one of which was I drove through South Orange Village today for the first time in at least 20 some odd years, I want to say. And that really, that was my stomping grounds, our stomping grounds back then. I used to hang out at Reservoir and Bunny's and the Town Hall Deli. And if you're friends of mine on Facebook, you saw that I posted a picture today of Town Hall Deli, which I went into because my curiosity peaked and I had to go see what was going on. It's no longer, for those of you who are familiar with South Orange and the Town Hall Deli, that was it's an icon in the area. And everyone, I mean, since I was a little kid, we used to go there with my grandparents. And I had to go in. It's no longer in the same place on South Orange Avenue that it was, which was a really beautiful Art Deco-y kind of a building. It's now moved in onto First Avenue. I think it was a couple of years ago. But Jack is still there, for those of you who know Jack. It was so much fun to catch up with him, and a lot of tears flowed today, but it really was great. A lot of fun. All right, if you'd like to be a guest on tonight's show, you can do so by giving us a call at 347-324-3099. Would love to hear from you. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties, I'm being told, but we'll continue on and see if we can get those fixed. What else? There's so much to talk about. The Golden Globes were Sunday night. This show is about anything and everything, pop culture, a lot of television and movies. We talk a lot about that. My nephew calls in, Chris, and we talk a lot about our binge watching, which we do. Mostly we talk about television and some of the latest trends in TV and TV shows and also social media. So I have a lot of topics written down on my list tonight that I'd like to talk about, not the least of which are the Golden Globes that happened, I think it was Sunday night. You know, the Golden Globes are given out by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. We are now in officially what's considered award season, which that and $3 will get you on the subway. The Golden Globes, I suppose it would be safe to say that comparatively speaking, those awards are the precursor to all of the other awards. The Golden Globes encompasses television and movies and also other platform type programs, broadband shows or not live but streaming television shows, of which are abundant now on such services as Netflix and on Amazon Prime, and many of which won several awards on Sunday night, which really defines which way television is going in the 21st century. You really can't call it that anymore, because it's across all platforms, and it's just content, and content that's being seen on, that's being watched on your computer or on your smartphone or practically anywhere, that are now being nominated for such awards as Golden Globes, and will certainly be nominated once we get to the Emmy Awards nomination process as well. So those are some of the things I'd like to talk about, not all by myself, but rather with you. The number to call, 347-324-3099. Let me say it again slowly, because I'm told I speak too fast when I give out the phone number. 347-324-3099. Okay, I heard today that Woody Allen has signed a deal with Amazon Prime to develop some original television productions, half-hour shows, which this is monumental in programming. Woody Allen, of course, who is known for his movies, and among other things that we're not going to talk about, but as an artist, he has signed with Amazon to develop programming for Amazon Prime. So Amazon Prime, if you're not familiar with it, it's a platform service just like Netflix or Hulu Plus, where you can watch programs through the computer or through your smartphone or something that has internet connectivity. So I was very surprised to hear about that, but again, it really defines the direction that television programming is going in, or I should say video programming is going in, because television is a device, like a radio is a device. But lots of people, including many of my students, do not watch TV on a TV. They're watching TV content on a smartphone or an iPad. So what do you call it? We have to come up with a new name for it. That content needs to be called something else other than content, which is why I make the argument that when I teach TV production at the colleges that I teach, that it really shouldn't be called TV production anymore. But that's a whole other story. All right, if you'd like to weigh in on this topic, 347-324-3099 is the number to call. On that same note, we were talking about the award season. They're actually going to be announcing the Oscar nominations tomorrow. Usually happens around between 8 and 8:30 in the morning Eastern time. So those of you who are interested in those kinds of things in terms of pop culture, that's happening tomorrow. We caught a great show last week, which I had not seen any promotional material for. We just happened to watch it, I think because the lead-in show was American Idol. Yeah, because it was on Fox. The show is called Empire, and it was very, very good. If you haven't caught it, you should try. Now, tonight, American Idol is on as we speak. I don't know if the show Empire follows it tonight or tomorrow night, because I believe in the earlier part of the season of American Idol, it airs on two nights of the week. So Empire might follow it tomorrow night. Check your local listings, of course, for that. I do not know. But if it is going to be on tonight, I'm being told in my chat room, by the way, you can participate in the show by participating in our chat room as well. It is going to air tonight. Now, I don't know, are they repeating what Fox aired last week, or is this a new episode of the show Empire? It's about a music mogul. The equivalent of the rap industry's equivalent of the Dallas Dynasty series. That's what I'm comparing it to. It's a really good show. Really good show. I'm trying to remember some of the actors who appear in it, and of course I can't, but look it up and check it out. Oh, it is a new episode tonight, and it's called Empire on Fox, immediately following American Idol. I can't even believe I'm promoting the Fox Network. How dare I? But they do have good shows on it, I must admit, in spite of who owns it. Okay, what else? The number to call, 347-324-3099. We have a call coming in at the moment. Let's see who we have. Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's going on?
Yo, yo, who's this?
This is Ted. What's up?
Who?
Ted, how you doing?
Ted. Hi, Ted. Where are you calling from?
Nebraska.
How is it out there in Nebraska, Ted?
It's pretty cold, just like the rest of the country.
We are in an Arctic blast, aren't we, Ted? Well, at least we are here on the East Coast.
Yeah, we
How
sure
are.
You? It's terrible. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm good, Ted. Ted, I heard a rumor about you this week.
What was that?
The rumor was that you started watching Luther at my recommendation from the show last week. And you fell in love with it.
Yeah, me and my mom have been on Netflix constantly watching it. We're on season 2 now. Oh, my God.
Let me tell everyone that in spite of what this gentleman claims his name to be, his name is Chris, and he's my nephew. So you're on season 2. And he's a great co-host. I love having him on the show.
Oh, thank you.
So you started watching season 2. Now, these seasons are not very long. They're only I think, like 4 or 5 episodes. So you're almost done.
Yeah, I think it's around like 6 episodes. I've noticed that a lot with some of the Netflix shows. They have like smaller seasons, which really sucks because they're so good. I want them to be HBO length, but they're at least like 9 to 12, you know?
I know. But it did get picked up again, and they announced, and you and I talked about this a little bit last week, they did announce that they will be producing more episodes. So that's a good thing because that show is awesome. Right?
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm so happy you turned me on to it. We've been loving it.
I know. Now, the only problem that I have, and tell me if you share the same problem, I have a hard, like I hear maybe every third sentence, because they're British accents. It's a British show, of course, featuring British actors. And I have a really hard time watching it. But I do recognize that the longer I watch it, I start to understand it more. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you're definitely right. The more you give it some time, you become more accustomed to it. I think with watching Peaky Blinders on Netflix, that's like a real hardcore BBC show. And that one's a little bit harder. So Luther's a little easier. But yeah, you kind of just acclimate to it, I guess you could say.
Yeah, exactly. I think like Luther, my ignorance of accents, but it's like a real Cockney accent, like real hardcore British. I don't know what I'm talking about. Just agree.
No, I feel you. I agree. Yeah. It's realistic. It's like very, very London-like, very England-like, you know, falls right in with how the people probably are. So it's kind of cool, though, because if it's accurate to the culture, then it's a good show because you get a different perspective on stuff. But did you watch Peaky Blinders or did you ignore my request? I didn't watch your show.
I didn't ignore it. You're absolutely right. The only excuse I have is that I started school this week. Which is no excuse. You're right.
No excuse.
You're right. All right.
None.
I promise.
What's
I promise you?
Students or our talk show?
Wait,
learning
I have a,
or narcissism.
Wait, I have a sound effect for that.
And the answer?
I'm gonna go with narcissism. No, don't quote me on that. No, I promise you, before next week, I am going to watch that show. How cool are these sound effects? That was pretty cool. That actually worked.
That was perfect timing. You got a good setup
Thank
over
you.
There. One of these days,
Thank
I got to come and be live, like actually in the studio. It's
really cool. You'll be pleasantly amazed at the whole dashboard thing that they give you as a talk show host. And I had to buy the microphone. Although you could use your own onboard mic or whatever you call it in the computer, but then the sound doesn't sound as good. And I'm hoping that this week sounds a lot better than last week because last week on the replay, well, I knew I was having audio issues, and then when I listened to it on the replay, it clearly was problematic. But I'm hoping that this week I fix those problems. So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it sounds better. There was definitely a delay too last week, but now it's matched up more so. When I end a sentence, because I was having to time the end or beginning of my sentences, so I wasn't cutting you off, but that it came in sounding naturally like we were talking. But I think this time it's working fine.
Okay, that's good to hear. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Hey, if anyone would like to be a part of the show, you can do so by giving us a call, 347-324-3099. As I said, this show is not just about my thoughts and perspectives, although I have the power to rule out yours. But, you know, call in and let us know what you're thinking about pop culture, about TV, which is, of course, my favorite subject. And Chris's, too, I do believe, as it runs in the family. That is a notification that I'm getting an email. It's the one thing I haven't mastered yet. That's turning off the sound to my computer without turning off the microphone sound. But I'm working on it.
Hey, speaking of which, I have a cool game that you should try. You can link it or log in with your Facebook, so it's pretty easy. It's called Trivia Crack. and you face other people on, you know, your Facebook friend list, and you just challenge someone, and it has all different categories, like art, history, entertainment, science, and geography, and those are the main categories, and as you play, you have to get a certain amount right in each category to get the character that stands for you mastered the geography for this game, or you mastered the art questions
right.
for this game, and the first person to get through it wins. And it sounds like, oh, well, why would I want to play that? But once you're playing it, you're like, I know these. And some of them you do, some of them you don't, but it really is trivia crack. You get addicted quick. I love it. And it's a good test of your knowledge. I feel like you'd be good at it because you have a lot of good knowledge.
Okay, I'm going to admit that I'm going to probably play that game before I watch, what is it, Pitney Bowes? No, what is that thing called?
I mean,
Sleepy Blinders.
Yeah, the sleepy blinders.
Peaky blinders.
I'm glad you're going to listen to one of my suggestions at least. But Robin, you don't even know what you're missing right now. You don't.
Okay, I know. Every suggestion you've ever made, I've subscribed to it and have been addicted to it. Including as going as far back as the series Lost, which your family, your dad, your mom, you guys totally got me into that, and then I became a crack addict with that.
Yeah, and every suggestion, every single one. Like that one time when I said six of us should get on your Vespa, and we did. Remember that? And you listened, and we were okay, I think.
Which is why I no longer have that Vespa.
Yeah, well, that's another story. We probably shouldn't bring that up while we're live.
Right. And my back is almost somewhat back to normal, but not
almost now. Better.
Almost, okay. Almost better. No, no.
Five on a ride, four came back.
Yeah, exactly. So, what's going on with you? What else in your world? Anything you care to discuss?
Just a lot of training and running. Recently, the air has been quite cold, as I'm sure you've seen. So. I've been playing some pond hockey with the boys, and
I saw those pictures. Now, where do you play pond hockey?
There's this big, big lake pond. I don't even know what kind of body of water you would describe it as, but it's behind a development in Ocean. It's almost like a little secret spot. Nobody has any clue it's there. And you go out, you shovel the snow off a good square of ice, get like 5-on-5. It's great, because I love playing hockey, but it also feels almost like, you know, you're back in your childhood, you're having some fun, so it's a good time. It's a good way to take advantage of the weather. My principles always are, if the weather's going to suck, you got to have some sort of weather activity that you enjoy. Like, I love going skiing. I was just at Camelback.
I saw those pictures, too. I need to go skiing. I need to try it to see if I could actually still do it.
It's a good time. It really is.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun.
How are the conditions?
When we went, it was still in that cold period, so when we were there, it was probably like 5-6 degrees, but it was very snowy and not icy on the slopes, so those conditions are what you want. You don't want it to be icy.
Yeah.
So plenty of powder to shred, get some traction.
Now, let me ask you something, and I'm going to sound like a really old person right now, but I'm going for it anyway.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Are the skis now shorter or longer? Because when I was in the ski club, I want you to know, at Heritage Junior High School in Livingston, New Jersey. Yes.
Okay.
Our skis were, well, the way that you would measure them was if you stuck your arm straight up, all the way over your head, the top of your ski should be that long.
Wow. No, they're shorter. But they're not, it's not a huge difference, I wouldn't say. I think it's got to be like a little bit above your head, but the more advanced you get, you go lower towards your chin almost. I think mine are around my nose right now, and I'm only 5'6", so... if you can imagine the size difference then. But I'm pretty good. I mean, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but we go on some tough courses, black diamonds and stuff. So you need shorter skis, I think, so that you're in more control.
So is it like with surfboards, the longer the board, I think it's easier to control the longer boards. Not that I'm a proficient surfer by any stretch of anyone's imagination, but I've tried both, and the longer boards to me were easier than the shorter boards. So does that necessarily hold true with skiing?
No, I think that's just surfing because you're in the waves, but skiing, you're on a downhill slope and, you know, you're sliding basically. You're not going with any force of nature. You're kind of just going like on your own down the mountain. So the shorter, the more control you have. If they're longer, I believe you're faster. And especially for beginners, if you have really long skis, you might be flying. It might be tough.
And the width, it's a hard word to say.
I don't know how, do you remember how wide your ski would be?
I'm going to say they were about, no, they were about maybe 4 or 5 inches wide. But back in the day when your great-grandfather, taught me how to ski, they were 3 inches wide. I mean, they were, it was like yardsticks. You were skiing on yardsticks or something. So I don't know. I don't know what the trend is now.
It might be a little wider. I don't think anything crazy though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd really like to try it though, just to see if I can still do it. I could barely walk, let alone ski. All right, if you want to be a part of the show,
you should be careful.
It's so out of shape. It's horrible. 347-324-3099 is the number to call. Being told that there's some audio problems. I don't know. Other people are telling me it sounds good. So in any event, the important thing is that Chris and I are on the phone together, so to speak, with potentially the entire world listening. So that's really the most important thing to me. Right? Hey,
There's 70,000 people listening right now, definitely.
Well, you know, you laugh, but I've said this time and time again. No, you're not laughing right this minute. Some people laugh when I tell them that they do provide a statistics chart the next day to let you know how many people listen. And I have had, in all total, all right, I'm not going to lie, in all total of all the episodes that I've done, and there was a big break in there where I wasn't doing any shows from last January to about 2 weeks ago. I didn't do any shows. Now I'm doing them again. 17,000 listeners.
That's crazy.
I know. It is crazy. It's really
crazy.
You're
popular.
Well, I don't know about that.
You're pretty cool, man.
Somebody else told me that today, that I was cool. Actually, two people told me I was cool today.
Wow.
Yes. I know, right? Wait,
that seems
you know
the
what
consensus.
I wanted to talk about?
What?
Well, you know, can you blame them? This is what I want to talk about. Podcasts. And there's a podcast that you can download. It's actually offered through, I'm going to totally screw this up now. It's called Serial, not like Special K or Cheerios, but Serial, like as in Serial Murders. It's produced by, I want to say, PBS, and I'm probably going to be corrected by one of my listeners. But it's a 10-part series where you, Chris, you would love this, where they focus on a murder case. Now, the case has been, quote-unquote, solved, and there's someone that's serving a life sentence for a 1999 murder, but it's a whole podcast series that I was listening to on my commute. So you have to get into this, although you don't have much of a commute, but you do drive up to the lake, right? And that's a long ride.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, I could definitely give it a shot.
You got to check it out. You're gonna love it. It's all investigative.
I never really understood
and
the podcast thing. Like, do you download them beforehand, or is it live, or is it both? Where does it stream out of? Is it a radio? Is it off your iPhone? Do you have to get to bring something with you? Like, I don't understand.
No, you know what? There's a lot of people out there that don't understand. I wasn't really getting it either, and I teach media. But here's what it is. you and I have the same phone. I download the episode before I get into my car. Or you can listen to it live. Well, it's not live, but you can listen to it through Wi-Fi. Or you can download it, and I hook it up to my through my car, and I play it through my car stereo.
Interesting.
And you're going to love it because you love the law enforcement stuff. It rehashes all of the different facts involving the case. And I just read online before I came on the air that the guy who's been serving a life sentence as a result of this series, they appealed or they heard some sort of an appeal. And don't quote me on this because I really just glanced at the article. But long story short is they denied him an appeal claiming that his first team of lawyers misrepresented him, and he was trying to get tried again, but they denied him that. So, but it's great. It's called Serial. You got to check it out.
From
the Long
Rise.
And so now it's caught on like wildfire. So now they're going to start a season two, and each season is a different murder case. Will be a different murder case. So the first season is done and over with, and now they're going to move on to a whole other murder case. One of my listeners is telling me it's a 1999 Baltimore, Maryland murder case where a popular high school senior disappears after school one day, and then 6 weeks later they arrested her classmate and ex-boyfriend for the murder. But it's great. You would love it. I can't believe I haven't told you about this sooner.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I'll check out. It sounds like it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, just because you can listen to it in your car as you're driving with that long ride that you have.
Yeah,
yes,
my phone connects to the Bluetooth. So.
Yeah, and then you can also subscribe to the Serial podcast, but it's free on iTunes.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm being told. Thank you, Cookie, for telling me that. Cookie, you need to call in.
Yeah, call in, Cookie. What's the deal, Cookie?
347.
You can call now.
324-3099. I know the pressure's on you. Oh, I got another call coming in. Now, let me see if I can have both of you on there. Let's see.
And if not, it's okay.
Okay. All right. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Having Said That.
Good evening. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, turn your radio. I love saying this. Turn your radio down, please. You hear that little echo in the back?
I hear
a little echo.
I'll take your speaker. How's that?
There. Yes. No speakers. Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Long time no hear.
Yeah. Been a while.
Chris, you're still there, right?
I'm here.
Now, Chris, can you hear Lil?
I can hear Lil. What's up?
And Lil, can you hear Chris?
I hear him fine.
Wow.
This is madness.
This is called a thruple. I just learned that term. A thruple. You ever hear that term?
Three-way.
Three-way.
Oh, boy. What a world we live in. Yeah, in the 21st century, thruples. So, Lil, any storms coming up?
Maybe Wednesday.
Lil is a proficient weather forecaster. It's part of her job, but she also knows the weather inside and out. She's my go-to weather person. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
So I was thinking of you because before you started your show, I heard it very quickly. I'm not sure. It's a special on CBS, Stevie Wonder, and Songs in the Key of Life.
Oh, yeah. When is that?
February 16th.
Oh, my God. I'm writing February 16th right next to where I wrote Trivia Crack. I'm taking
notes. I mean,
that's
a great game. I play that all the time.
Yes.
See that? What's your favorite category on Trivia Crack?
Anything but sports.
Now, I would be in that. I would be like you too. I couldn't do sports, but I'm sure Chris, that's probably your favorite, right?
I'm actually the best at entertainment in history because I don't know how many Super Bowl rings Joe Namath has.
Some of those questions are unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm more proficient with modern sports. I mean, I know history of teams and stuff, but yeah, I'm better with actual like world history, and entertainment's probably my best. Like, who was the co-star of this movie? And I'm like, oh, I know that. Boom.
Yeah, you get that from your dad. Your dad could recite anybody, like even like the most minimal character that appeared as a background player. He would know who it was. It was amazing. And I pride myself on some of those things too.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Now, Lil, getting back to the Stevie Wonder thing, do you tell me some whatever information you have, if anything.
Let me see if I can look it up. I it was really quick when I heard it. I just heard it in the background on the TV.
I think what it is we went to see him in concert. He was doing a tour, I think a 50-city tour, and performing. The concert was called Songs in the Key of Life, where he was performing all of his songs off of that 1976 album. And we went to the Philly concert, and I believe they did a documentary, and it's a compilation of footage from those concerts.
Yeah, it's a Grammy special, and it is February 16th.
Okay. Yeah. And it's on CBS?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, you know where I'm looking.
It's an old Grammy salute to him.
Oh, fantastic. All right. All I need now is Led Zeppelin, and then my life will be complete. But No, not at all. Listen, the musicians, listen to me. I sound like an old lady. Best band ever, Led Zeppelin. Best singer, songwriter ever, Stevie Wonder. Hands down. If you feel differently, you can disagree with me and call in at 347-324-3099. Thanks for filling me in on that. What's that?
I said five-way.
Five-way, yeah?
Five-way.
Yes, exactly.
Let's make
exactly.
it happen. Let's go, folks.
Let's go for it. I don't know how many calls all at the same time I could have, but we could check it out.
We should break the system, like Beyonce broke Twitter. Actually, that was Kim Kardashian, my fault, but...
Oh, God. Yeah. I was watching one of those entertainment shows earlier this evening, and they were talking about, you know what, I don't even want to give her any airtime, but
don't.
Talking about that family. Okay, I'm not going to talk about it. But the little one.
There you go.
The little one had
veto.
Had lip surgery or something. All right, yeah, you're right. I don't want to talk about it. Here's what I do want to talk about. I want to talk about that Facebook recently bought a video compression startup that's called Quickfire. Now, I bring this up because this just emphasizes the point that I've been trying to make and have been saying, and especially with my business, that video has exploded but is going to explode even more on Facebook and some of the other social media platforms. If you have a business and your business does not have a business Facebook page or Twitter page, or any of some of the other platform pages, you are losing out because that's just indicative of the way that Facebook is going in terms of video. So just mark my words. Anybody's got a thought on that? You can give me a call, 347-324-3099. So what are you watching on TV these days, Lil?
I'm not really watching much TV, but I did watch Empire, and I have to say I really did. I mean, I liked Taraji Henson. So,
now which one? Who was that? Which one?
She's Cookie, the one that got out of jail.
Oh, my God. She's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm a big Person of Interest fan, and I was really disappointed when they killed her off, and then she I've always liked her as an actress. I mean, very talented. And then I said, let me see what Empire's about. And I really like the show, and I really like her character.
Now, someone else told me, I don't watch Person of Interest, but somebody told me she was on that show and got killed off. But, Chris, you would love that show, Empire. You got to watch it. It's on tonight at, I don't know, maybe it's on
now.
I don't, is it on now? Damn.
Yes.
I've seen some
previews. It looks pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll probably give it a shot. I just, you know what it is? There's so many good shows. I'm having trouble, like, keeping up. Because I also read, and I also leave my house occasionally. So I'm trying. But DVR, like I said last week, is good help. What?
Wait a minute. You leave the house?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? Sometimes I venture out, but I usually have, like, a raincoat, and I'm all creepy, and I only like when it's dark.
You are so strange.
That's my preference.
Listen, there's no better night than sitting on the couch with my children and watching television.
Oh, yeah. I'm staring at my
wife.
Cats right now. They're both in boxes. Right. It's really strange, but I love it. Got a
nice
fire going.
Those high-tech toys that you bought them in PetSmart, right?
No. Yeah, buying this crazy thing, and they'll go in the box. I'm going to make a castle soon, I swear.
Well, you've done other things like tents and also you've rigged up these things for them. Hilarious.
Yes, for the readers, Pinterest gave me an idea. You can make a tent out of cardboard coat hangers, make it in the shape, and then you just put on a old huge T-shirt and cut it up, and it's like a tent. It's amazing.
Oh, that is so funny. Can you post a picture of that on Facebook for the world to see? You might have a whole new thing going here. You know, not for anything, but I do want to say that long before there was internet and long before there were cat videos, I was doing cat videos.
Oh, you were so doing cat videos.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm talking 20 some odd years ago, I would do cat videos. I would have like a Johnny Carson like show, and my cats would be my guests. And Chris will attest to the fact that I did this. And then lo and behold, the internet gets invented. I have to start making a living and actually leave the house. And so I don't do cat videos anymore, and I miss my calling. It's terrible.
Okay.
See,
well,
and all you really needed was one grumpy cat, and look where you'd be.
I know.
Simple
I know.
Solution.
Luann,
now that
video
is huge, like you said, right. Go and make them again.
I know, but it's passé. I start doing it, and, you know, everybody, the whole world's doing it.
No, the reason why you were successful was because you would make your voices as if they were the cats talking in whatever scenario they were in. And it was genius. And I'm sure with the technology we have these days, you would really make some killer videos.
Oh, probably. You know, once you have a creative mind, you have it, right? It runs in the family.
Yeah.
I
mean, you can't go outside for a little bit, but...
Just to give you a taste of what I would do, I would have my cat on the treadmill. And I'd do like a wide shot, and I'd have Luann holding the cat up, but shooting it, framing it so you couldn't see her hands holding him. And then I'd do a close up on his feet. That was Thomas the cat. And then I had him playing the piano and the guitar. Then he was playing back then. This will show you how long ago it was. Mario Brothers, whatever that game
was.
Oh,
right.
What was that game called? Mario Brothers, I guess. Right.
Mario.
Super
Luisa.
Mario.
Super Mario. Yeah, I was the cat. I'd videotape this scene where Luann was playing the cat in Mario Brothers, and it was classic. But unfortunately, all of those are on. Actually, the format it was digital, 8mm. No, it wasn't digital. It was 8mm videotape. So that'll give you an example. We're talking early 80s. But so I can't even see them anymore. I don't have a player. But those are collector's items.
Yeah, that's a shame. You got to make them again.
I know. All right, if you'd like to be a part of the show, we have about 14 minutes left. The number to call is 347-324-3099. Everybody tells me they listen, but nobody calls in. I don't get that. You guys are my ardent listeners and callers. I appreciate that. So, Lil, are you in New Jersey or Massachusetts?
I am in New Jersey.
Ah. Okay.
Work.
How is the beloved motherland, as we call Massachusetts?
Oh, it's there. We're all kind of up in arms because our electric bills went up. I mean, when I say they went up, they went up.
Mine went up. We got the electric bill 2 days ago. $200. Mm-hmm.
Listen, and you're not even there.
Good apartment. I know.
Yeah. Well, everybody's up in arms. There's just this whole they had it on Walmart. There's just everyone's just out of their minds with it that it's gone up that much.
I don't understand how they can justify that with everything else going down. Why is our heating bills going up? Why are our heating bills going up?
Well, they say that's what Cape Cod Compact negotiated with NSTAR. And I mean, when I called, I didn't realize that I had an alternate supplier. And I called them and I said, why did I go up from like 8.8 cents a kilowatt to 15.3 cents? And they said, well, you know, I said, on your website, I see I can get it for 10.99. And they said, well, you just have to, you know, get rid of Cape Cod Compact and just sign with us, and then it'll go down for 10 months. And I'm like, well, that's fine. I can always make a decision. Because they change the pricing every 6 months. So I think it's in June they're going to renegotiate. So by the time November comes around, if it's lower, then I'll go to somebody else. But it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. I mean, that's just incredibly high. But I also think it had to do with the fact that one of my windows was inadvertently left open.
It blew open.
It blew out. Yeah, exactly. So I got to get that fixed. I actually need to get up there and check out the place. But that's all probably boring half our listeners, including Chris. So let's get back to the talk about computers. And there was a great article I do want to mention real quick because we're running out of time. A great article in The Atlantic about how kids, and I will say students especially, are getting worse with face-to-face conversation because of computers and smartphones. And especially in the classroom, there is little, if any, interaction with students because they don't know how to talk to each other or to talk in a conversation amongst more than two people because they don't do it. And it's very concerning.
Well, it is. And did you see the study they came out with where, I forget what it was, but it had something to do with asking questions and people having their smartphones on them, and they used iPhone, having their iPhones on them versus not. And if they didn't have their phones on them, they would, in whatever the study was, they would get anxious.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Social anxiety and then anxiety because they feel detached. It's crazy. Look, admittedly, I am as connected as the next person, but I can have a conversation with somebody. These kids today can't. I know I started, again, apologize, sound like my grandparents, but it's true. Chris, any thoughts on this?
I agree. These younger kids, and I'm not like old or young. I'd say I'm mid-range, but I mean, all the younger generations from my era are a lot different. They're just glued to their screens, and yeah, it's definitely kind of scary.
It's very scary.
I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say they can't write either. You know, I mean, first of all my students print because they don't teach cursive anymore. And I know I'm kind of going off topic, but not really. But they everybody prints, and their handwriting is atrocious because they don't use a pencil or pen often.
Well, what are they doing in class in middle school and high school? They should be writing.
Computers.
They should be writing, too. There should be a combination of both. I mean, where's the curriculum going?
We had penmanship when we were in grammar school. They don't teach that anymore.
Yeah. Right, they don't it's somewhat redundant, like we were just saying. But, I mean, the fact that a writing skill in general is necessary in life, kind of like, right, you don't need to run everywhere, but it'd be good if you, you know, did some jogging in gym. You know, it's just like imperative. You would think they would at least get enough practice where they're able to do it. If they're not able to do it at all, it's scary.
It's just like when, I don't know about you, but when Robin and I were in school, in college, or even in high school, we had to go to the library, pull out the books, and we had to do drafts, and then we had to type them on a typewriter. You know, and we would write, I mean, I don't know about you, Robin, but had to write everything out and then type it, and then that was the draft, and then have to turn that back in. But everything, you had to go to the library, you had to pull out the books, and you had to read. You know, it's not like we had Google back then, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Manually done.
No, you go into the library at the schools that I teach, where I teach, and they're all on computers. Nobody takes the books out ever.
I have a theory on this, and it's kind of one conducive to me, but at the same time something that I'm upset about. My theory is my generation, which I'm not really making a broad scale, I'm 24, so people above and then some below, not a lot, we're kind of a bridge generation. And what I mean by that is we grew up where we had the old-fashioned way of doing things. You had to manually look up things. You had to use books. You had to write things out. You still had to learn cursive. However, we were transitioning into the computer era as well, where that became more prevalent. That became more, more of an advanced way to find things and investigate things and learn things. So we were learning how to use them as well. And then I guess as we got older, things have been integrating more towards the computer side of things, which is, on the one hand, understandable, but on the other hand, a little bit regrettable. But being a bridge generation was nice because we had the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm.
We were
able
to see how things are done when you don't have those things in front of you, but also get a look at how our culture was before that, which is always good to have. That's why we learned history.
Right.
So,
yeah. If
you ask me, and I'm not an expert, and I'm sorry I'm using up a lot of time saying this, but I would say schools these days should have a combination of both. That way we get a good sense of where we came from, how to do things just in case there's a meltdown, and just in general that we keep our people skills intact. And, it's understandable that we use stuff that much these days, like social media. But on the other hand, there has to be a happy medium. There has to be in all things, not just technology.
I agree. Excellent points. And you are a bridge generation. I mean, the kids that are growing up today, you go to a restaurant, and like a diner, and you see a family out to have a meal together. And all the kids, I mean, remember they used to have placemats and they put crayons on the table so us kids could color and do all that stuff. No, they're all on smartphones. They're borrowing their parents' smartphones, and they're on their iPads or nobody's talking. It's just really sad.
Well, you know what? I think that comes down to parenting as well. I mean, no offense.
That's
but
true.
The parents should be able to tell them there's certain times where we're going to allow you to stay on your phone and do whatever you're doing, but there's also times where you're going to have to communicate. You're not allowed to bring it here and there, or you're not allowed to take it out here and there. And you know what? I use my phone a lot. I mean, I'm huge on Twitter and social media and Instagram, and I love it. But since I'm a bridge generation, I find those things to still be important. So it comes down to parenting. It really
does. Well, you're absolutely right. I used to do an exercise in my TV class. Actually, it was a media class that I used to teach, where I would ask for a volunteer for one night to try and watch television without using the remote control. So which would mean that they'd have to either to turn it on or off, or to get up to change a channel, they'd have to actually get off of the couch or wherever
right.
they were watching TV and go do it. And then they'd have to write a small, short essay on the experience, and I couldn't even get someone to volunteer to do that. Nowadays, first of all, they would say something to the effect, what do you mean that TV doesn't have a remote? If I asked them, I would change the assignment to be put your phone away, your smartphone away for one night and tell me what that experience is. I guarantee you no one would volunteer to do it.
No. Or
you know,
even
in the workplace. Even in the
yeah.
workplace, I have issues with my employees being on the phone all the time,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I don't do that because I have to set the example. And I'll walk around or I'll observe what's going on, and there they are looking at their phones and not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And they're distracted. You know, you're working out in traffic. You really have to be aware of what's going on around you. And if you're looking at your smartphone, you're not paying attention.
No,
so,
that's a good point, especially if you're on the Garden State Parkway, southbound lane, doing road work. That's what Lil works for, the Parkway Commission? Authority? What is it called?
It's a new network. No, we're actually the Turnpike Authority. We were taken over a couple
of times.
We're the Turnpike, and we're at the Garden State Parkway is a division. But how are you liking that commuting in the morning up north?
My commute now is phenomenal. I love my commute now. It's the greatest thing in the world. Well, I'm not up at Montclair State anymore. I'm at Seton Hall and at Union
mm-hmm.
County College. But the times that I travel are, I guess, considered off-peak, so my commute is a beautiful thing. And coupled with the fact that I do these podcasts now, and I also listen to Howard, and I do the audible.com, I love my commute. About an hour door to door. It's not that bad. But the Parkway, the construction, I haven't experienced any of that like I did last semester.
They finished that project, the median project, that barrier wall. That was all
Is
done,
that
so they
south?
Removed. What's that?
Is that south when you're going?
No.
Yeah.
That's the widening. You're talking about the widening south of Asbury. This was the barrier wall project from, it was actually from Union Tolls up to Essex Tolls.
Yeah, because I feel like the area south going towards Atlantic City, that part of the parkway has been under construction for like 6 years.
Yeah,
like,
the widening. It's
exaggerating.
It's going to be a while.
No, I don't think you're exaggerating.
That?
It has been.
No.
It's been. How many years has that been?
It's been at least four.
Yeah.
At least four years. And they're not done with it. There's quite a bit more to do with it.
And it's you're taking a two-lane highway, because the parkway's two lanes down there, and you're making it into a four-lane highway, right? And it's no, don't take offense to this. I'm not personally attacking anybody, but it's going to be two lanes of traffic and going to four lanes of traffic. Really, adding two lanes, is that going to change anything?
Well,
it might.
It will. It will. But then you're going to, once you get past Tom's River, you're going to have the same issue. I mean, once you get past that area. I mean, the problem between Asbury and Tom's River was huge.
Right.
But they had to widen that area. I mean, the parkway, as soon as they opened it was antiquated. So,
I know, but it kills me when I see all those trees they knocked down and the poor little animals down that way.
Yep.
You know?
And you have 1 minute left, so.
I know. How do you know that? Can you hear her say that?
Because I'm looking at my clock.
Oh, yeah. I do have 1 minute. Yeah, there's this woman that comes on the air telling me how much time we have left, and you're absolutely right.
You have to pay for extended time? Just say yes.
No, I could actually go over if I wanted to. You know, for those of you who don't understand how Blog Talk Radio works, I mean, you actually have to subscribe to it in order to have your own radio show. So if you don't feel like listening to me bullshit for an hour, and you'd rather have your own show, you can do that. But it's a monthly fee. It's fairly nominal, but it's fun. It's fun, and
it is.
As I keep saying over and over again, there's people listening and they don't call. So now I'm wondering, maybe I should just do a pre-recorded thing and just put it on, because nobody calls, except for you guys. Not that there's anything wrong with just having you guys call. I enjoy it.
I would keep going live.
Yeah, I would too.
I am. And I like the 8:30 to 9:30 time period as well, on Wednesdays. I think that works.
Yeah,
in
nice.
Any event, any final thoughts as we wrap out the hour here? Lil?
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Hey, did you post a picture of one of the Rangers? Who's your favorite Ranger?
Rick Nash.
Isn't there like a Peter, St. Peter, or something like that? I'm so...
St. Louis.
St. Louis. I'm hockey ignorant. I'm sorry.
It's all
I know
right.
that you guys are major.
Not
hockey.
Me. I'm not a hockey.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm nothing. I used to be a Yankee fan, but I'm not even that anymore. All right. In any event, all right. We got to wrap it out here. So, final thoughts. Let me go around the horn. Chris, anything you want to add?
No. I can't say something funny and clever, but I got nothing.
Well, you've been funny and clever all hour, so you.
Why?
You know.
Thank you.
Anything?
You've been a wonderful host.
Why? Thank you. And let me remind everybody: we will be back on the air next Wednesday evening, God willing, at 8:30, and we'll give it another try, and have a whole bunch of other conversations. Lil, any final thoughts before we wrap things
nope.
out here? All right.
Everything's good.
All right, question. I have, to wrap us out, I always like to go out with a song by Led Zeppelin. So here's your choices. We can do the Rain song. We can do the Grunge. We can do, I think that's all I have. Oh, You Shook Me. Oh, I like that song.
Yeah, I like that song.
All right, so we're going to end tonight's show with, this dates way, way back. Let me turn it down. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, this is You Shook Me. I'm going to say 1969. I don't know.
Rock
I'd have
it
to look
out,
it up.
Baby.
Rock it out, baby. Listen, peace and love to all of you. Guys, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Listeners. And we'll see you back here next Wednesday night at 8:30. Blog Talk Radio. Peace out.
Oh.
Ciao.
Ciao.